This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So the question is, do you have confidence in the way Hillary Clinton handled classified information during her 4 years as Secretary of State?
I think what the FBI report said is there were serious problems. And, that's what the case was.
Because the Speaker of the House today, Paul Ryan, said he doesn't think she should have access to classified information. Right, if she's the Democratic nominee, as you know, both candidates get classified briefings on a daily basis after the convention.
What we can be 100% assured of is the Republicans will politicize this issue, and they will do everything they can to keep it in the paper.
But Comey was very tough on her.
He was, all right. And he had his job to be objective, to be fair, and I think he did what appears to me to be a serious investigation.
Well, Bernie, of course, as a Democrat, and he hasn't come out yet, Scott, to endorse Hillary. And the Democrat loyalists are upset with him. They're saying, hey, look, you need to get on our side here and, help champion the cause here. Otherwise, you've got Donald Trump.
Well, he did finally come out and say that she is the presumptive nominee, but he would not endorse her.
Yeah. Well, he got booed. The Democratic loyalists, booed him at a meeting because he hasn't endorsed her. And, of course, he's careful here and, trying. And of course, you got Wolf Blitzer. I mean, what kind of answer did you think, did Wolf expect that Bernie Sanders go, oh, yeah, she ought to be disbarred. She ought to, these are all party loyalists. That's all it is. It's exposing people's position. And that's the opportunity or the challenge that we have in America today is we have the bifurcation and the un-Americanization of America. We're not very united right now.
No, and we won't be anytime soon unless people learn how to talk, learn how to disagree and talk through it.
Yeah, and understand it's not about the Republicans or the Democrats. I mean, they got to understand what we're losing here. And this is what I was trying to get to in my conversation and discussion with Wayne Allen Root, is that there's got to be a higher thing. There's got to be a messaging and an articulation of a higher thing. We talk about it here that it's the Constitution. It's what our founding fathers fought for, the blood, the treasure, their very lives, that they put on the line for us, and they gave us the Constitution. And along the way, we've lost context, to the point that you got, this prevailing force in the legal field that says, oh, the Constitution is just kind of elastic. It's interpretive. That was then. This is now. And I think that has been a dangerous abandonment and an unhinging, which has, helped promote the chaos that we're experiencing today.
Well, you also have people that want to put a label on everything. They want to label everything. One statement makes somebody racist. One statement makes somebody, evil, bad, whatever. Unless that person is somebody that you've agreed with on other things, in which case that person is great. They're being railroaded or worked against. When you start putting labels on things without talking about them, it leads to nothing good.
Why do they label?
Because it's easy.
They label because if you're labeled, Scott, I can invalidate you. Well, your input is inconsequential.
Exactly.
And to your earlier statement is that we forgot how to communicate. I mean, even President Obama said, look, we got to stop talking at each other. We have to be able to converse with one another, exchange ideas. Excellent observation, Mr. President. Now be an example. Help us, show people how this is done, especially in the context of a very controversial, very contentious, political environment in which we live in today. But I'm like you. We got to get behind this because nothing's going to really progress and move in a positive way for this country if we continue to label and invalidate people. That's what's going on in America today. And this is why people are screaming and getting disruptive, and this could lead to everything bad for this country.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, it's all about you, America. It's about the things that matter to get this country back on track to, get our families back together, our marriages, our kids, our very lives. You know, we're dealing with the truth and pursuing it no matter where it leads us. You know, this isn't a Republican thing. It isn't a Democratic thing. It's about a we the people thing. We're going to transcend all this partisan divide and the things that have disrupted our unity. And as Scott and I were talking about earlier, the things that are blocking communication, this disruptive thing. I mean, you know, this politically correct environment that we've gotten ourselves all tied into, that nobody wants to be offended and all, you know, I'm sorry. And this is why some of the conversation we're having today, because, you know, as we see these walls of political correctness being broken down, it's like you want to hear, Ronald Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, want to hear, citizens of America, tear that wall down. Let's get that wall of political correctness down so we can, find out that we have more to agree on than we disagree. And, that we're all, kind of feeling different parts of the elephant, but we just need to be able to have a conversation one with another so that we can realize that, hey, what you got, I need, and what I got, you need. And together, this is what this country was founded on. It works, a lot better for all of us and our family and future generations. Well, with us right now, we have a millennial, a mom, a patriot, and she has written Bleeding Heart Conservatives, Why It's Good to Be Right. Allison Lee Pillinger-Choi is with us. She's the author of the timely new book, Bleeding Heart Conservatives, Why It's Good to Be Right. Allison, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, great to have you here. I mean, you're a new author, a millennial mom, a Harvard alum, formerly at Goldman Sachs, and board member of the Women's National Republican Club. You've been busy.
I have, yeah. Two kids now, 2.5-year-old and a 3-month-old. So between them and this book, it's, two of my passions, my children and my political inclination.
Well, there's nothing like realizing, as you're creating, a building block, a unit, of your family that will fit into the mosaic of this country, how important that building block is. And there's nothing like having children that can alter your experience and your understanding of what makes the world go around.
Absolutely. And also altering my perspective on life and broadening that. And having a family and children of my own, I'm able to draw parallels to how I conduct my micro society of my family and how I, how that parallels to how I think a society should be run, more or less. Mm-hmm.
Allison, what motivated you to write the book, Bleeding Heart, Conservatives?
So it was two main things. One, I was tired of the left-leaning mainstream media and pop political culture telling me that conservatives are racist, sexist, homophobic, greedy, warmongering, et cetera. The list goes on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not, we're not, and here's why. So I wanted to write thoughtful responses, succinctly, compassionately, and modestly on why to try to get the left to understand a little better, and also the politically uninitiated. You know, I think there's been a heightened awareness of politics in this election season, but that is an opportunity to explain from a conservative, from the horse's mouth, right, where we're coming from. And the second part is, the second motivating factor for writing this book is something you touched upon earlier, that we actually, the left and the right, have more in common than we think. And in my personal experience, talking to a lot of my liberal friends, they self-identified liberal friends, they actually have very conservative inclinations, but it's not cool, especially among millennials, and in my peer group and colleagues in Manhattan. It's not cool to label yourself as conservative, but I'm trying to explain through this book why it's actually good, virtuous, compassionate to have these principles. And it's okay, just like it's okay to say you're liberal, if that's how you really feel, at least be informed. And then if you lean right, you say you're conservative and,
right,
and be proud of that.
Yeah, this is my worldview. I mean, I hold to a biblical worldview. I don't deny it. I mean, that's where I'm coming from. And, you know, Scott and I were talking about this earlier in terms of, you know, labels, and that people have used labels in order to invalidate and kick you out of the conversation. Interestingly enough, especially when it comes to conservative values, according to a recent Gallup poll, those on the left are saying, hey, where are the conservative mouthpieces? We need that balance in the conversation. Well, you've told the conservatives and Christians you don't want them participating in the conversation. So you've set them aside. Now you're wondering why there is an absence of a needed perspective.
Yeah, I have fallen victim to that silencing in college. You know, I passive least resistance. I was still forming my opinions in politics, and certainly, you know, I don't fall on every single party line of the GOP, but net, I find myself conservative. And yeah, I have, you know, again, been silenced, I feel like, and this is my coming out. And it is tougher, especially because, then relating it to my peer group, millennials who are influenced by pop political culture of celebrities today supporting Obama, supporting Hillary Clinton, supporting Bernie Sanders, you don't hear these voices are louder. Celebrity voices are louder than just the everyday individual who has conservative values. And so I'm trying to, you know, for in so many words, help create a grassroots type of movement where it's just a ground up, where if we can just be the good hearted, compassionate conservatives that speak out for the everyday person, for other conservatives, that'll help motivate a critical mass to be open about their right-leaning politics.
Well, so important to all this and foundational, Allison, is knowing what it is that you believe. I mean, like you say, there's celebrities on, you know, on the Democratic side. For example, we were talking about this morning about Snoop Dogg. He's going to be, you know, he's going to be one of the figures, and he's going to have a position there in the Democratic National Convention. And I go, Snoop Dogg, buddy, what about all the other blacks that the Democratic Party and their platform have just said good riddance to? Their Democratic platform supports abortion. 40% of the abortions are in the black community. Planned Parenthood, they support. They are attacking blacks today. And you're out there dancing and celebrating with the very people that are killing your progeny, the future of black America, and you're there at the party with them. How do you reconcile, how do you reconcile those perspectives? I can't bring those dots together.
I think I can, and it's an illogical connection of the dots. I feel that many liberals are one issue or one policy Democrats, And if, let's say, to the black community, if affirmative action is your thing, you want to see a stronger affirmative action policy, then you're going to lean left. And the other issues
well,
on the table.
Well, Allison, I got to stop you right there only because we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Allison Lee Pillinger-Choi is with us. More from her right after this. Stay with us. 15 after right now.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me.
Online at Bill Martinez. PhilMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you're joining us, whether it's on radio, internet, on cable radio, television as well. Hey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Allison Lee Pillinger-Choi, author of the timely new book, Bleeding Heart Conservatives, Why It's Good to Be Right. It's timely because I think it's a message that conservatives have been, have been looking for, to say, you know, Allison, it's okay to be conservative. I mean, we've got a proud heritage of conservative choices that have built this country, and they are values worth holding to, and there's empirical evidence to support our conservative ideas, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I try to make that clear in my book, lay it out in a manner that I feel like the politically uninitiated or left-leaning voters might appreciate and might be able to digest a little better than what they hear in the mainstream media.
Exactly. Well, you were raised racially and ethnically in a diverse household with a Korean mother, a Jewish father, in the electorally important state of Florida, here where I'm at as well these days. And you are, you're a Republican, you know, who believes in applying your conservative principles to issues which at times, find yourself in conflict with others. But conflict is natural. It's okay. But we just need to have healthy conflict to where we can realize, after everything is all said and done, is that if you want to continue to use the titles, we need Republicans and Democrats, because each party has something to bring to the dance here that can advance the cause, which is what our founding fathers laid out for us in the Constitution. And they gave us a playbook. They gave us the rules of play to abide by. And when we violate those rules, then we get confused. And Lord have mercy, are we very confused today as a country? And I believe that the basis of that has been the abandonment of these core principles that are laid out for us in the Constitution.
I agree. Like you said, it's a playbook, and when you stray from the rules, it sets precedent that future court decisions or what have you will look back on and say, hey, it was okay then, so why don't we inch a little more? And yeah, you know, like you said, healthy conflict is good. Two absolute view on any concept is not necessarily healthy. But yeah, we have to think about, where do we draw lines? What are unintended consequences? What is just a bigger picture of some of these policy issues and how I see we're treating the Constitution today.
Allison, is a millennial and a mother of two. This has been a rough week, I think, for all Americans, I would say, with what came down in the decision of the FBI director. And I'm not sure everybody realizes the profundity of the FBI decision. Do you?
Yes. It, again, sets a precedent that, from what I've heard, Hillary Clinton did not necessarily have intent of breaking this law, of having properly handling classified emails and, you know, not having her own personal server to conduct communication. You know, in intent, though, if I break the law as a private citizen, if I break the law unintentionally, I'm still held to legal consequences, and mm-hmm. I think everyone else should be. And it just plays into how she's above the law.
Right. Well, as a child myself, I was raised with the idea that ignorance of the law is no excuse. Gosh, I remember early on. I mean, I was raised in an athletic family. Sports was a big deal. And we remember, a celebrated story of an Olympian who innocently took some money and he violated his amateur status. And they told him, and I remember as a kid watching this movie, here's this celebrated athlete, you know, in the name of Jim Thorpe. And He was stripped of his medals. He was just really castigated. And one of the things that came out repeatedly in that court case was that ignorance of the law was no excuse, that the law had to apply. But yet in this case, we find ourselves, again, only being critical with what's happened here, when we start to parse things and we start to, you know, want to make exception to the rules, and we start wanting to, we want to debate whether, you know, what the definition of is. And this is all part of that genre and this wackiness that somebody says, you know, we need somebody to stand up and say, what are you talking about? You know, we're not even going to address that. In fact, I'm not even going to hold on to the memory of that, because that is so, you know, that's so idiotic and accommodating and self-accommodating that it has no place in the rule of law. But, you know, what happened is that wasn't addressed then. And so now here we are, you know, mincing words over what intent is. And, you know, like I said, you know, not to belabor the subject here, but just one more thought. It wasn't like Hillary came home one day and all of a sudden there was this computer system there. You know, the fact that it was even set up, if that doesn't initiate and begin to help you understand intent, then, you know, everything's goofy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And also what worries me, besides the practical nature of what's going on here, you know, the focus on intent, or the fact that she did do, you know, shady things with creating her own server. And the other thing that really concerns me is that for a lot of the voting population, they're just going to read the headlines that mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton is not going to be charged, that the FBI found she did nothing wrong with her having her own server. In articles, it will mention that Comey's noted that she was extremely careless, and he criticized her in the non-legal realm.
Right.
And that should be of concern to voters if they're going to vote for someone of this integrity to be the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people aren't going to read past the headline. They're just going to see, oh, it was just another Republican witch hunt. See,
exactly.
She's let go because she's free.
And we're going to miss something highly significant. I agree with you. Allison, in your book, Bleeding Heart Conservatives, you go head-to-head with issues. I mean, you're not afraid to, you know, tackle the issue of abortion and present a conservative viewpoint. Tell our audience what you said.
Sure. So I wouldn't say I am pro-choice. I am not against a degree, a level of pro-choice. And nevertheless, it is a very morally distressing conclusion to come to, you know, and opinion to come to. I won't say conclusion, because I do feel like human life starts at the moment of conception, and the way I try to position this issue to those not on the right, to try to debunk the whole conservative stereotype that it's just taking away women's rights trying to implement policies that prevent them from having abortions. It's not about taking away a woman's rights. It's about giving rights to this human life that happens to be living in a woman's body. Mm-hmm. And I found in my personal experience that positioning it that way, which it's not a spin, it's not a position, it's fact, that is, will allow for further discussion on the issue instead of just stopping it right there. Like, who are you to tell me what I can and can't do with my body? It's your body, yes, but then you have another quote unquote body living inside you, and therefore we believe a constitutional rights belong to that human life as well.
Yeah, are we going to be a respecter of life or not? Is, when is too many too many? Is it 65 million? Is it 70 million? Is that too much? And what kind of devastation are we not seeing as a result of this decision? Great book. Allison Pillinger-Choi has been with us. Allison Lee Pillinger-Choi.
Higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really?
because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fools game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, are you ready for the truth? I know you can handle it, okay? If we're going to get this country back on track, hey, let's start with the truth. You know, as Joe Friday used to say, just the facts, ma'am. We need all the facts and only the facts. Hey, that's what we're pursuing, and I appreciate you joining with us shoulder to shoulder and back to back as we get all hands on deck to get this country back on track. They got a real treat for us right now via Skype. We're going to talk with Davey Sims. Davey, for 22 years, was a BBC producer in radio and new media. He led the BBC Northern Ireland team in Belfast until 2008. In recent years, he's been training young people in media and teaching radio production in Dublin. Now spends half the year living in Slovenia and the other half in his hometown of Hollywood. Yes, there's a Hollywood near Belfast, Northern Ireland. Davey, I will say to you, I'm on my way. I'm going to be in Southern Ireland. Maybe one day I'll make it up to Northern Ireland. I've been wanting to go, and the last time I was there, they said, probably not a good time. Yeah, we'll do it next time. You know, so.
Well, you would be welcome anytime, Bill.
Well,
Belfast is a 2-hour train ride from Dublin, so it's not exactly a far away place. So do try, and I'll happily show you around.
Well, I got to tell you, everybody says it is so gorgeous, and pictures I've seen, and I go, you know, but I'm going without the wife unit this time, and I'm afraid if I go to Belfast, Northern Ireland without her, I may not, the key may not fit in the door when I come back. You know, wives have a way of doing those sort of things, just letting you know that we made the wrong choice, right?
Yes, it happens. It certainly happens. But should you ever come to Belfast, I know a very good bar with an excellent whiskey menu.
Oh, warm me up already, buddy. I can't. Oh, I'm on my way. I'm telling you. I'm looking forward to it. But, hey, I'm going to hold you to this. Scott, make sure that we preserve this so that when we go to Northern Ireland, before we go, we can dial up Davey's digits on Skype and say, Hey, remember when you said we're coming out here, and I don't want to hear you're in Slovenia when I'm going to Northern Ireland, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
You would do that.
All right. Hey, let's talk about why you wanted the United Kingdom to stay in the EU.
Yeah, okay. Very happily talk to you about that. I'm going to give you three reasons now, but there are loads of others. And I do appreciate, Bill, I really do appreciate that those who voted to leave very often had excellent reasons to make that choice. But my three reasons are this. First of all, the EU, or the EEC as it was when we joined in 1975, has been the most important peace-building project in the last 100 years. I mean, just this week we celebrated, no, that's entirely the wrong word, we commemorated the Battle of the Somme, which took place 100 years ago. Thousands of people died in the fields of France. 70 years ago, it was the end of the Second World War. The EU, the EEC, has built a peace-building project, and I think that's important, that nations trade with each other, not fight with each other. The second reason is, historically, the UK has benefited from being a member of the EEC and the EU. This country, where I live now, 20 years ago was a very different place, and it has benefited from funding and grants that have come from Europe. And even today, this day, there are parts of Northern Ireland which are net beneficiaries. In other words, more money goes into them from Europe than comes out and goes into Europe. So it has been a building process. And finally, I want my children to be able to work and move around the EU freely. Young people in America can move around America freely. I want my family to be able to move around the UK freely. I live in a town about 50 miles from the Irish border. Is that going to be an international border? When I cross to go teaching in Dublin, am I going to go into, of course, there's another country, but I'm going to a completely different place? I want that freedom. I want that freedom for everybody to go and to come. There's my three reasons, Bill.
Well, you know, first of all, in terms of peace building, that can't be denied. I mean, the facts are there. You know, and that was, I guess, the driving force of this all was the contention there in Europe. How can we bring the parties together? So if somehow we can unify these different countries in the name of peace, maybe we can get away from these wars that we've been dealing with that have been so devastating. So you have to give the EU credit for doing that. There's no doubt about it. The other aspect in terms of money flow to parts of Ireland, Northern Ireland particularly, could that not be done within the context of the UK being in control instead of some, you know, because we run into a little bit of that here in America, Davey, is that we have this nebulous thing called the government. And that we say, well, it, you know, it's the government's money. It's not the government's money. You know, Barack Obama, it's us. It's the taxpayers.
Right.
We put into that.
Sure money. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, if it could have been that way, why was it so bad for so long? You know, for a very long time. One of the reasons, and I'm not saying this is the only reason by any means, but one of the contributing factors to the troubles in Northern Ireland was poverty. And one of the reasons we have peace is the work that the EU and other global organisations and the British government and the Irish government have done to create peace. So governments work in a particular way. Representatives for us, members of parliament, work in a particular way. My member of parliament, if I was in Shropshire, I would want my member of parliament to fight for me.
Yes.
If I'm in Northern Ireland, I want my member of parliament to fight for me. And Europe is done slightly differently because I will make an application to Europe for funding for a project, as an example. I did a project bringing young people from every political party in Northern Ireland together to create a network so that in 5 years' time, when they are professional politicians, they will have the telephone number of the guy they need to contact who they probably would never have met otherwise.
Exactly.
That's the small thing. These are really important small things that we'll probably miss.
Yeah, and hopefully the baby's not thrown out with the bathwater, I would say, Dave, because I think there's been value. You've been able to experience, having an outside agency, and the reason perhaps the government, the reigning government there in Britain, was too close to see the forest or the trees, and now maybe as a result of what you've experienced in the EU, you understand where to set up the battle lines. I mean, you've got a 2-3 year transition to go through, or at least everybody else does, because Northern Ireland's not affected by this decision, right?
Which decision? The decision to leave the EU?
To leave the EU, right?
Yes, absolutely. The majority of people in Northern Ireland voted to stay within the EU, as did the majority of people in Scotland. But they are directly affected because the majority of people in the UK voted to leave.
Right.
So the UK will leave. Northern Ireland is part of the UK. Scotland is part of the UK. So we are not only directly affected, we are absolutely part of
the UK. Oh, yes, exactly. Okay, yeah, absolutely. Well, and this may not be a totally fair question for you, because what we see happening in terms of what happened in Europe, boy, I'll tell you, there's some similarities here in America in terms of a nationalistic viewpoint, the issue of immigration and that sort of thing. How are people viewing in Europe, Donald Trump?
That's a really interesting and useful question, Bill. First of all, I think most people in the UK don't really care very much. I think that there are people, listen, in the interest of the objectivity and balance, I'm BBC trained, I'm looking for objectivity, I'm looking for balance.
Right.
I have today spent a long time trying to find kind words about Trump in the UK press, left and right wing. And I am yet to find or hear from someone or meet someone or have read someone who has got something positive to say or who supports Donald Trump's candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
There are very serious writers who have analyzed and come to the same conclusion I think you've come to, that there is an underlying effect which is created by anger. The people are angry, and they're not entirely sure what they're angry about. And that was part of the reason, I think, that some people decided to leave the EU. And I think it's part of the reason that Mr. Trump has so much incredible support.
Well, and the tough thing about anger, as we've experienced in our lives, Davey, is sometimes we can make bad choices emotionally. And, this is why I believe even in America people are cautious. We may look at Europe and say, okay, after 70 years walking away, from the EU is going to have incredible consequences. Can they make it for good? And the same thing here with America. America is due for a change. Is it going to be the right change to really move this country forward and get it back on track again? Time will tell. Davey Sims, former BBC producer in radio and new media. Thank you, Davey. Appreciate it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk. Just watch.
Hey, Scott, I didn't know you could dance so well without a strobe light, buddy. I'm impressed, man. You're getting funky, getting down here. little Bruno Mars here to keep us excited, keep the blood flowing. Hey, why not? Hey, Dr. Joe Alton is with us right now. He is a disaster preparedness expert, member of the Wilderness Medical Society, New York Times, Amazon best-selling author of the Survival Medicine Handbook and other books. Dr. Alton has also written the just-released and timely The Zika Virus Handbook. And he is saying that, you know, maybe we should consider either canceling or moving the Olympics this year scheduled for Rio de Janeiro. Dr. Alton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I mean, you're the expert. You see what's going on. You know, they're saying an epidemic is what we're looking at with the Zika virus, maybe even possibly a pandemic. I don't know that we're quite there yet, but you know how journalists and the media go. Anytime they can get a big headline and get to the P word real quick, they'll use it.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that there hasn't been, at least in the U.S., any evidence of a locally transmitted case. But we've had over 1,000 U.S. citizens from 44 states, as a matter of fact, that have actually gotten the Zika virus from travel in the epidemic zone. As well, in Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory, it is spreading locally, and how? About 2,000 cases so far, and all told, there are more than 500 pregnant women that are being followed right now to see how their newborns will turn out.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Alton, explain to our audience the epidemic zone so that they have clear understanding how Rio de Janeiro and, you know, South America fits into this zone.
Well, interestingly enough, the Zika virus was an African and an Asian phenomenon until it traveled to French Polynesia and then to the Western Hemisphere in South America in late 2013, probably around the time of the World Cup event that was that occurred there. And since then, the World Health Organization estimates there have been more than 1.5 million cases in the country of Brazil. And Brazil is unfortunately a country that's not very well equipped to deal with it. They've actually had to mobilize their military, the biggest military mobilization in the history of the country, not to fight a foreign invader. Well, actually, to fight a foreign invader, but foreign invader is a mosquito.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, of all things to come up against it. And you go, well, how is the military going to combat a mosquito?
Well, they're trying to spray entire regions in an effort to try to decrease the number of Zika cases that are occurring. They're actually going into private homes and they're spraying the insides of the homes, something that you probably would get some resistance to if it had occurred in the United States. But the problem is that bad. There's not a lot of places that have central air, not a lot of places even that have screens on the windows and doors in many of these very, very poor areas.
Exactly. Well, you know, here we are in terms of Rio de Janeiro, the Summer Olympic Games coming. On a scale of 1 to 10, how big a hotspot is Rio de Janeiro?
Rio de Janeiro is probably a 9. It's the second hardest hit area in Brazil. And Brazil, of course, is the hardest hit country in the world with regards to Zika. And Brazil it's been a bad, bad week for Brazil. They've had a lot of political turmoil. They've had a lot of economic turmoil. They haven't been able to really get into the slum areas, what they call favelas down there, and really do a lot of mosquito control. So that's a big problem, but that's not the only problem. They found a superbug, an antibiotic resistant version of E. coli, a common intestinal bacteria in the waters that are going to host the sailing venue. They have found body parts washing up on the beach where volleyball is going to be taking place. And the hospital closest to the Olympic Stadium actually had a gunfight recently between gang members and police, which leads me to another reason that going to Rio might be hazardous to your health. The security for the Games is a mess. Police aren't getting paid because of the financial recession going on in the country, and they don't even have gas to buy. They don't even have gas for their vehicles. They get exactly 20 bullets to carry with them, even in the most dangerous areas. And in some precincts, they actually have to ask local residents for even basic necessities like toilet paper. One last thing about the police. At the local airport, they are actually protesting as people come in, visitors and tourists come in, with a sign that says, "Welcome to hell. The police are not going to be able to protect you."
Oh, wow. Wow, that's encouraging. Well, Dr. Elton, we've heard, you know, financially that they've been hit so hard, and you go, okay, is the international community, somehow the Olympic Committee, going to come together in some sort of way and try to save this? But, boy, there's a lot coming against these games. I mean, the Zika virus, the host country being in such disarray. I mean, could you imagine, you know, coming into the airport and being faced with a sign like that?
I think that it's just it's a sign, all right, and it's a sign of just how unprepared the country is for a large influx of people coming in. For example, they don't even have the infrastructure completed. The big metro line that was supposed to be constructed to take people from the inner city to the Olympic Stadium is not yet done, and they're saying that it's going to be done like 3 days before the Olympics actually start. But if they don't, it's going to be a mess having all these tourists travel through areas that are perhaps a little short on police protection. And I think that we're going to see some problems not only with Zika virus, but we'll also see problems with people perhaps getting injured or even killed by the many, many elements there that are part of the organized crime.
Well, getting back to the Zika virus here, Dr. Alton, as an expert in your field on this, I mean, you're really sending up a warning sign here, and it only, you know, is logical and reasonable to say, why would we, you know, bring people from 170 different countries into a 9-rated area on a scale of 1 to 10, a 9-rated area for Zika virus, so that they can get affected and then take it back to their host countries? What are we doing?
I think it's pretty amazing. Zika already is spreading through over 60 countries, and with so many people coming in there, I just have to ask this question. I have asked myself this question. I ask your listeners this question. Is it worth sending those 500,000 tourists plus more than 10,000 of the world's greatest athletes to ground zero of a raging epidemic?
Exactly. I mean, it's almost it's ludicrous when you really look at it in that context. I mean, here it is. We don't even have a handle on it. I mean, we're talking right now just by way of immigration. Forget about everything else. I mean, you know, some politicians are saying, can we hit the pause button on some of these dangerous elements that want to come into our country? And then meanwhile, we're going to go, well, you know, it's the Olympics. I mean, we'll just send everybody to the Olympics. And all of a sudden now we got thousands of people coming back home with bugs that we don't even know about.
It's amazing. The International Olympic Committee, of course, as you can imagine, is trying to downplay the threat. They say that the games are going to be safe and enjoyable. They actually have an agreement of cooperation with the World Health Organization, and they're saying that it should be perfectly safe to go there. But between you and I think that it is not that safe. And the truth of the matter is that I don't expect the Olympics to be canceled, although I strongly recommend it. I mean, that would mean stopping construction on unfinished projects, canceling contracts, refunding ticket fees. I mean, it's hard to cut your losses at this point. This country, Brazil, has sunk probably $15 billion into the whole deal. And so we're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
So the money's going to trump the safety of the world because they've spent all this money. Probably in one hand, I mean, this could be a blessing for them in terms of saying, okay, we're going to cut our losses at $15 billion to save the world here. Because we're ill-prepared. They're not going to be able to handle this. I mean, they're just going to add to the exposure elements. Like you say, if the transport is compromised and you got people, you know, having to, you know, go through these rough areas, these dangerous areas, and you've already got police saying, hey, there's not enough of us here to protect you. I mean, this spells trouble at every turn here, Dr. Alton.
But, you know, money and politics always trump public health concerns. I've seen it in all sorts of different situations. And between you and I, this is exactly what I think is going to happen, despite over 200 scientists and doctors sending a letter specifically to the World Health Organization saying that this is a very bad idea. If you need an additional bad omen, the Olympic mascot is a jaguar. They brought one from a local zoo for an Olympic torch lighting ceremony, and it got a little rambunctious and was shot and killed by anxious security personnel.
Well, they had to use one of their 20 bullets, huh? Wow. That's,
now they're down to 19.
Now they're down to 19 or 18 or whatever. Now, your book, Zika Virus Handbook, A Doctor Explains All You Need to Know About the Pandemic. How did they get their hands on it, Dr. Alton?
Just find it at Amazon.com.
Okay, this is one way to prepare ourselves, and it's already here in our country. Will it migrate at even heavier levels? And, you know, the Olympic Games might be the portal that could take us to the next level and really overwhelm our hospitals and, you know, our healthcare facilities here. This is incredible. Dr. Joe Alton has been with us. Dr. Alton, thank you so much. You can go to his website, doomandbloom.net, for more information. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Okay, so we all want to go to heaven when we die.